Hello, welcome back to If Water Coolers Could Talk. I really stumbled over that. I'm going to redo it. Hello and welcome back to If Water Coolers Could Talk. This is episode 26. This is Jess and that's Danielle.
Hello.
Things are starting great.
Always do. They always do.
Oh, good morning.
My goodness. Good morning. How are you today?
Apparently tired. Delicious. And weird. Yeah, it's great. Starting out great.
When are we not tired and weird? Let's be honest.
That's true. Most of the time, I would say that is an accurate statement of how we are.
Absolutely. That is kind of my life. Tired and weird describes me well.
That's cool.
How was your week?
Really busy. Yeah. Lots of things. All the things. But
yeah,
it's okay. We had dinner with Dad and Rosie for Christian and Carlos's birthday, and Christian.
Sad that I missed that.
Oh, yeah, you should have been there because then it would have been for your birthday too, which is coming up on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm gonna. If you were close enough, you would get such a pinching.
I know, but I'm not. So, so I can do these things.
I can send somebody to your house.
Ooh, that's creepy.
So just knock on the door, pinch your arm, and walk away.
I'll be like, Danielle! In a dramatic, like with a fist to the air. It would be quite the scene.
But now I'm going to have somebody else film it to make sure you do that.
Oh, God. Probably scare the heck out of me. And then I'd be on a story with our theme.
Right. Okay.
I mean, I work at home. We could work it in. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Nobody worry.
That would be
hilarious. Got myself under control.
Oh, man. You're insane. I love it.
It's good. It's busy, but, you know, it's Saturday now, so yay. Yay.
Yay. Except that my weekend's not going to be any calmer than my week was, so yay.
That does tend to happen. Like, last week was, the weekend was insane. This week, it's a bit busy, but not as busy. So
well, last weekend I had another headache because, you know, it's spring, so that's my life. In the spring and in the fall the weather changes and I get headaches and it happens. So I stupidly decided to do nothing. I'm like, whatever, I can do it all during the week. Well, I forgot that my week was pretty busy. And so now the weekend's here and I've got all of my normal weekend stuff to do twice because I didn't do any of it last weekend. And I have all of the trip planning stuff to do. So I don't know how much is going to get done, but that's okay.
Well,
we'll get it figured out.
I'd say that, you know, you'll be on your trip soon so you can relax, but that is absolutely not going to happen on your trip either.
It is not going to be relaxing. It's going to be fantastic, but it is not going to be relaxing.
It sounds great, but very busy.
Yeah. A very, very busy trip.
It'll be you need a vacation after the vacation kind of thing.
Right. Now, I was smart enough that, well, actually, I'm going to take all the credit here. I'm coming back on the 28th and 29th is a stat here. So I'm coming back on the 28th and then I get 3 days to just relax and rest and just calm down and unpack after the trip. And I'm taking full credit, which is hilarious because I was actually trying to fly back on Saturday or Sunday to go back to work Monday. But if I didn't fly back on the Thursday, it goes from a 12 and a half hour trip to a 23 and a half hour trip with the layovers. So I decided rather than spending almost 24 hours sitting in airports, I would come back a couple days early and only spend, you know, 12 hours sitting in airports.
Listen, since you're going to be flying anyway, it's Easter that weekend. Y'all could just fly here. Get Dave to come here, and then we can have Easter together, and then you can go home and relax.
Oh, yes. I'd go home on Sunday to get back to work Monday. It's so relaxing.
I thought you get the stat on Monday. You can relax.
No, we don't get Easter Friday. Stat. Our stat's Good Friday, not Easter Monday.
I think the same here. Well, it depends where you work. Like my last job, they just close for the Monday. This one, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's not. But at least there's the Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely working Monday, so it's going to be great. But yeah, I get the Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, so that'll be good. Yeah, I'm going to have a lot to catch up on my sleep because it's going to be, like I've told you, it's going to be crazy. I'm so excited for it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the people I get to see again, I haven't seen. And like one cousin that I will hopefully get to see at the wedding, I don't think I've seen her for, you know, going on 30 years now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, I guess that happens.
Yeah, when I left California, it was about 26 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's probably been 26, 27 years since I've seen her, because it just worked out that every time I went back, she wasn't there. And every time she went back, I couldn't make it then. So we haven't seen each other in way too long. So it's been crazy. I'm excited.
I think it'll be a lot of fun for you. It'll be good to see your family.
I guess
you can see the other part of your family.
The other side, the family we don't talk about.
Well,
the crazy ones.
Yeah, right. I think it's both sides got crazy.
Well, like draws to like, I guess. I'm pretty crazy, so it works out. So should be good.
Sorry, Jasper was into something. I had to. Yeah, what are you doing?
Oh. I was wondering what that shuffling noise was. I got all quiet to hear it. I'm like,
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a Felix story.
Oh, I'll give you a Felix story. They're not in the room right now. And he went crazy last night when trying to sleep. He was crazy again. Carlos booted him out at like 12, maybe. I don't even know. But then he came back and he was crying at the door.
No.
And I'm like, I want to let him in, but I know he's going to be chaos, but I can't. And then Carlos is like, he's making fun of me. Mah, mah. And he finally let him in and he was good. He came up and cuddled and snoozed until about 5:30. And then I got up and took care of them. And I kind of dozed after. So, you know, yeah. I got Felix stories where he's losing his mind. He's opening every single cupboard, every drawer in the house. He doesn't stop. I don't know. He's just, I don't know if he's bored. I mean, I'm playing with him, but he's like, I don't know. I'm like, maybe he wants to try and prank me. So I think there's a ghost in the house. But almost every day at some point, I walk in a room and there's at least one cupboard open, if not a drawer or two. And then my stuff's getting pulled out. I'm like, oh, cat. I'm going to have to go revert back like 20 years, my God. Like, well, Christian just turned 17, so we'll just say that, and get some baby locks back on the handles. My God, he's out of control.
Just to horrify you, have you ever seen any mouse sign?
No.
Fits with the theme.
No,
well,
I know.
Well, then he's just being silly.
Because we had that, remember, at the old house, and Twix would find it. So anytime they kind of freak like that, I'm like, oh, God. But he's doing it in my desk. He's doing it in the bathroom, the kitchen, the top cupboards, the bottom cupboards. He doesn't care.
That's hilarious.
And then we saw a meme this morning, it's basically, nobody prepared you if you got a great tabby. And I'm like, well, this is perfect timing. And it was literally cats doing that. I'm like,
and it's accurate. Gray tabbies are the craziest cats I've ever had.
I don't know. Orange is maybe a little crazier, but
I've never had an orange tabby yet.
Well, Booty Bear,
I might have to
nuts.
Get one next time.
Boots was at a level all his own, but
yeah. Well, that's
the
Grays? Well, you know, psychotic little Bean.
Yeah,
she's my little skitty kitty. She's crazy. I love her to death, but she is crazy.
Yes.
So maybe I'll get her a little orange tabby.
Oh, I'm sure she'd love that.
I do not think she will. Do like a Thunderdome, fight to the death. The last one standing gets to stay.
Oh my God.
Kidding. I would never let that happen to animals.
No.
But yeah. I don't know. She's been extra cuddly lately. I think she knows I'm going away soon. So
she's going to be so sad.
But she's got Dave really. Here. She cuddles Dave. She'll be happy.
What about Maggie then?
Maggie won't miss me at all. Maggie will have her favorite human, and she'll be able to curl up. So Maggie loves to sleep. Dave has a little pillow that I got him one year. Mm-hmm. It's just like this little, like heart-shaped little pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And she loves to pull it from wherever it is. So now mm-hmm. Dave lays it out for her. She'll pull it from wherever it is, right up by Dave's chest, and curl up on it.
Oh my God.
I know, it's adorable. But
do you have pictures?
One, but Dave will kill me. I'll send it to you, but if we post it, like, really, they'll never find my body.
Okay.
Well, because Dave is asleep, well, kind of asleep. Oh. He cracked his eye open right as I took the picture.
Yeah,
beside
her.
And
he wouldn't post that.
Yeah, he would kill me.
But the next time it happens.
Right? Well, she does it pretty much every night. Dave actually just lays the pillow out for her now. Mm-hmm. But the problem is we weren't very smart. So we just bought a new bed frame. Mm-hmm. And we weren't thinking, because when we bought the last mattress, we couldn't afford a new bed frame at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we bought the same size mattress. That because I don't think a bigger bed would have fit in that house, in that apartment that we had. Then when we moved here, we were like, well, we just bought a mattress, so we just need a bed frame because the movers broke that old bed frame.
Yeah.
So we bought a new bed frame, and not thinking, hey, we could buy a bigger bed frame and get a bigger mattress and then have room for the cats in there. No, we stuck to the same and bought a queen size bed frame. So now there's not a whole lot of room because Maggie is not a dainty kitty. So there's not a whole lot of room for her to curl up where she's trying to curl up. So she's going to be pretty happy when all of a sudden she's got half the bed free for her to curl up in. So she's going to be loving that I'm not around for a while.
Well, I don't know. The crew does that when Carlos is at work. They're just all over the bed. But yeah. They start out that way, and then I wake up and I can't move because they're all like, pong, 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 like magnets on all sides of me. I'm like, okay, there's a whole other side of the bed here. And anyway, that's another complaint. Here we're back with the cats. Back with the cats.
Well, yes, that's what we do. All right.
So we should get into it.
Absolutely. We're going to start with a theme story here. Right.
Sorry. That
Thank
sounded
you
really
so
weird.
So much for making me read this one.
But you're
that's
so
okay.
welcome.
I can do it. I
hey,
can do
I got
it with
one,
a straight face.
I got one that's coming up after that's theme related from somebody writing in. So
very nice.
Beautiful. Everybody put your breakfast or lunch or whatever you're eating down.
Yeah, please do. All right. So it's an online story. He says, I was on a crew in a historic town in Virginia. We were renovating a place that had been a Chinese restaurant that had extensive fire damage. We were turning it into a super chic architectural office. So this was one of those cute historic downtown areas, all brick, pedestrian only, no cars down the main street of just shops and restaurants. So the city had some rule that we couldn't padlock our porta potty. And there were tons of drug addicts and homeless in the area. So every morning, our porta potty in the alley was just wrecked. Used needles, poop everywhere, broken meth pipes, pee all over the place. You get the drift. Ew. So I swore to myself I would never, ever take a crap at the job site, no matter what. So one time, I ended up taking a Friday off to go and get a vasectomy. It took
As
it easy
does.
Through the weekend, right? Who doesn't? It's just a weekend
casual,
thing.
Casual.
Just going to go get myself snipped up here.
Be back.
Right? Took it easy through the weekend, but I went out to a new burrito place on Sunday and then back to work Monday. You can probably see where this is going. I was just thinking that. Thank you for putting that in there. So Monday was slow, started having some serious stomach issues in the afternoon, and I told my supervisor I was going to go upstairs and clean. So I'm sweeping my little heart out, but farting like a Clydesdale. I'm like, oh no, this is happening. I'm going to have to drop one, but I'm trying not to give up. The pain is getting real. Meanwhile, my super comes up and finds me leaning against some framing, just white-faced and sweating, trying to refuse to go to the bathroom. He takes a big sniff and goes, dude, it smells like straight up ass up here, and left. I couldn't take it anymore. So I go to the drug den porta potty and I let loose. Now, mind you, I had fresh stitches in my balls on both sides, and they had only barely started healing. It had only been 2.5 days since they cut me open. And the poop that I had been holding in like a champ came out in one giant burrito-sized in shape and slam-dunked into the blue stuff and the puke and the drug-addicted waste. And it was not just a Poseidon's kiss, but a full-on tsunami to the undercarriage. I was like, that's it. I'm going to die. My balls are going to get infected, and I'm going to die of some drug-related flesh-eating disease. It's all over. Cleaned up the best I could, but there was still an hour drive home from the site just going, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
That is so gross.
You're welcome.
It's horrible. One of my things that I think you probably remember and why you made me read this one is I hate porta potties.
Mm-hmm. Outhouses. I hate them too. I do not like them.
Yeah, I will do anything I can to avoid one. Mm-hmm. And I used to work at a job, and that's what we had. It was that dump that I worked at where I got bean. Mm-hmm. We had 2 porta potties, and I was supposed to use those because I wasn't supposed to leave the scale house to go into the main building at any time.
No.
So I was supposed to just use those, and it was only a 4-hour shift, and I would refuse to drink anything all morning until I got home because I could not use those.
No.
Oh, and they were gross. Like, gross. They didn't get them emptied enough, and I'm not going to finish that story for you.
No,
because
we don't need to know.
You can use your imagination.
Like, the smell is always bad, and that's what wrecks me now. But growing up, it was the bugs. And like, because we'd be camping and they'd be like the pit hole outhouses. But then dad had all his stories from when he grew up in India. And the story that would always stand out to me when I had to go to one of these washrooms, outhouses, I would suddenly hear dad's story about how my grandma had gone out to use one and a spider the size of a dinner plate crawled up and wrapped himself around her bottom.
So, no, thank you.
Picture like child me every time I'm going into one of these houses of hell, thinking of these demons all waiting for me to sit down and it was horrible. It was horrible. So now when we go camping, like unless it's like emergency, we can't find another place. Well, there's running water.
Oh, definitely.
There's running water. And even then, you know, the bathrooms aren't the best and there's going to be tons of bugs, but it's not that.
It's not as bad. And there's light in the bathroom so you can actually check. Because, yeah, my horror story and why I started hating him, aside from obviously the smell, was I think it was my dad told a story. So, again, fatherly trauma. Thanks, guys. Told a story about somebody that he knew that went in and sat down on one without looking down into it and got bit by a poisonous spider. And yeah, had to go to the hospital and had a big spider bite on his butt, and how embarrassing that would be. And so, yeah, can't do it. Cannot do it.
I don't.
If I have to use them for some reason, it's like take your pants completely off so that they're not on the floor, and then like straddle it and don't sit down. Ugh. It's horrible.
Okay. You know, and there's images. Ugh. I don't want to look down, and we're going to move to another story because right? We're disgusting.
I'm queasy.
We're queasy and scared. Queasy and scared yes. over here.
Thanks, dads.
So this is not gross. So, okay, you know, good. We'll give you a quick breather before the next nasty one comes our way. This one is online. So it starts, I used to work at a small water park where there's some dry rides up the southern end. There is this 8-year-old kid being a little turd, pushing in line, climbing up the side of the playground, knocking over kids' hats, and that sort of BS. I warned him several times and then asked him to leave, but he doesn't. I go and ask my supervisor what to do. He says, get the scissors. He means to cut his wristband, without which he can't go on any rides. So I call him over, and surprisingly, he complies. And before he can react, I grab his wrist and cut off his wristband. Naturally, starts crying like a little, you know. And he runs off to get his mom. And she comes back about 15 minutes later and comes and talks to me without her son. She asks why I did what I did. I explain the situation to her and how it's standard procedure. She nods and understands and knows that her son is a demon child. She leaves, but lo and behold, 10 minutes later, here he comes. He tries to cut in line again, and I stop him, and I ask him to go back to his mom. His first reaction was to punch me in the balls. Oh, no, he didn't. See, now we got a theme of, like, balls, too. Anyway, my supervisor sees this and immediately calls security. Apparently, his mom saw it, too, and she comes running. She doesn't say anything to her child, but goes and tells the supervisor to scare him. When security arrives, 30 seconds later, they grab the kid, whirl him around, handcuff him, and he is crapping himself at this point. They grab him, take him off in their golf cart. A few minutes later, they return. The kid has obviously been crying hard. He jumps out of the cart, runs straight to his mom, who grabs him and walks out. The people watching were stunned, but amazingly, I kid you not, some applaud as they went off. Best day of work I ever had at that place. That's some good karma.
Absolutely.
Well, not karma, like that, but that's a good end to the story. That kid got what he deserved. That yes. is for sure. That's terrible. A little craphead. Like
right? I'm sorry. I know that, you know, you go there to have fun, but you can't have fun by stomping on other people's fun. I'm glad that happened to that
what
kid.
I like
hopefully
about
they
it
learned
is that although obviously the mom couldn't get him under control, but she recognized that and she didn't get mad, she didn't do it, she's just like, yeah, I know he's crap at help scare him, like
yeah,
I kind of like,
yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I mean, I guess if he acts like that, should he be at the park? But I guess, can you imagine if he was cooped up all day, her life? Oh, no.
Oh, no. No, he was probably at the park because he promised to behave and she was trying to do something mm-hmm. to get him out of her hair for a few hours.
Yeah, most likely.
Poor lady.
Poor lady is right.
Man.
Poor guy getting punched in the nards. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. The kid's lucky, like, that's actually an assault charge. The kid could have gone to jail. Well, the kid could have been arrested for that and had a big, long, juvie thing that would have just made it even worse, but that might have scared the little monster.
You can hear him, right?
Oh, yes, we can hear Jasper. We've heard him losing his little mind.
He's going to get the boot. I was keeping him in here because he's usually quiet, but I don't know what's going on. He can hear something.
Somebody probably knocked on your door so that they can pinch your arm.
I was just thinking that. Then maybe it's a good thing he's barking. We don't need that business.
No, I haven't sent anybody to your house yet.
Yes, it's right.
Yet.
Well, I'm not going to answer the door anymore.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Nobody's going to walk to your house and suddenly pinch your arm for no reason. Mm-hmm. Although it would be really funny. As long mm-hmm. as it didn't actually hurt you, because then I'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, I don't believe you.
You have no choice. Isn't that the scary part?
Yes.
You're just going to have to wait and see. So my next story was sent in to us by the inspector. I have to say, I appreciate your stories, but holy crap, man. This is so gross.
Oh, no.
So gross. But I very much appreciate your stories, and please keep sending them in. But I'm sorry that you had to deal with this, because I know that smell. That is not a good smell.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So he says, I was assigned to do an inspection on a house that someone was purchasing. It was an average February day, so probably minus 13, minus 15 Celsius. The house is vacant and quite cold. Sometimes people turn the heat way down when it's vacant to save money on utilities, so I thought nothing of it. I go through the house and I get to the upstairs to the master bedroom, and it's the only door in the house that was closed. So I open the door and the window is wide open and there's an awful smell. I notice the carpet has some staining on it, and then I realize what the staining is. It's about 6 feet by 3 feet, and yet, as you can guess, somebody had died in there and was found days later after they started to decompose. The staining was, for lack of a better term, their juices. Not my words, that came from the realtor, had seeped into the carpet. I got the story after I left and talked to the listing realtor. Some notice on that would have been great, but at least it makes for a good story. Does it, though? Oh, okay, no, that is a good story, but that's horrible. That is a terrible smell and a terrible thing to have to see, and that's just nasty. But thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Gosh.
This
inspector gets a lot of nasty stuff.
I know. Well, people are gross, and people do gross stuff in their house. And I think the saddest part is that the person laid there for days and basically stewed in their own juices for days. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
And I think, that's the part I think that makes it the worst, because, and that smell, I'm sorry, if you've never smelled it, you're a very lucky person, because it is ripe. It's bad.
I've read enough, murder mystery horror thriller books to know what to look for, but no, I have not, and I don't want to.
If you've never smelled it before, your first reaction is you're going to start looking for a sewer leak, because you're going to assume it's sewer gas. But it's not going to smell quite right, but your mind is going to go sewer. And I know this because I've smelled more than one, unfortunately. And when I was working, I don't want to say where because I don't want the company associated with this, but I was working in Southeast Calgary. And the lot that their business was on had a steep hill in the back. It was a very short walk, but it was a pretty steep hill. And so on our break every day, a few of us ladies would just walk up the hill and back just to get a little bit of exercise in the middle of the day because we had desk jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And the top of the hill, there was this tall, 8-foot brick wall that you couldn't see over, obviously. And a big field behind that. And a homeless person had pitched a tent in the field and died.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, God.
And yeah. And so we got to smell it every day. And they kept insisting it was a sewer leak. And I kept telling them that it wasn't. But I didn't know what to do about it because I certainly wasn't going to go on the other side of the wall and start looking for it.
Did you call the cops?
Well, no.
I
didn't see it.
I thought you saw the tent. Okay.
No, we found out about that later because one day the cops showed up at work and they were asking us. And I was like, well, we did smell the smell. A couple, that poor guy, he was there for a couple months. Somebody eventually saw the tent and went to go and claim it for their own and found the basically mummy inside of it.
Gosh, we're just cheerful and
Right?
Great today, aren't we?
Right. And yeah, so it is very potent. We could smell it from quite a distance away. So yeah. Gross. Oh. Horrifying. At least though, I didn't have to see any of it that time. Like I didn't have to see anything. So that was good.
Well,
moving on though.
Moving on.
Oh,
but we'll it's see. Not going to be pretty here either.
Oh boy.
So this was sent in by our listener and author of the story, Charlie, and he called it more than a close call. He said, "Hi, my story is one that even if I want to forget it, I will never be able to." No. Sometime about 2 years ago, I was working doing food delivery for a well-known company at the time. It was my main source of income. I did enjoy it, but if I wanted to make good money, I needed to work long days and weekends. That meant I had to work mainly afternoons and way into the early morning hours.
Uh-oh.
He starts the second part. I should have known better. At one time, on this particular day, deliveries were going very well, and it was very busy. I felt very good about it. I was making good money in a few short hours. But something was starting to bother me. Something was making me feel kind of sick to my stomach, so I thought I better get some ginger ale pop, as that usually helps me. So I did. I had some, it helped, and then I said to myself, perfect, now I can do my job without any discomfort. Great. I remember very well that I just picked up an order from Wendy's. I delivered it within a few kilometers, 10 minutes max, but in that time, my stomach started to bother me again. This time, the ginger ale just did not help. I finished the bottle, but no relief. This was not the first time this had happened to me. In the past, I just dealt with it and kept going and ignored it, and I'd end up feeling better later. But this time was different. The pain was getting worse. I needed to make a decision. Go home or stay on and wait till it passed. Well, I chose to stay and keep going. I just got an order and it paid very well, so I went to pick it up. By this time, my stomach was totally against me. I felt a strong cramp, and I knew that I needed a bathroom. But at the same time, I tried to convince myself that I could hold it and make the delivery and go home. At least that's what I thought I could do at the moment. Second part starts. Wrong decision. When I went into the restaurant to pick up the order, another cramp came on. This time stronger than the last. It sounds like he's in labor.
I know.
I asked one person behind the bar if I could use the bathroom, but he said to me it was out of order. So I thought, well, this is my last one. I'll just wait until I get home. Well, my stomach had other plans. I went back to my car with the order at hand. And as soon as I got seated, I got a cramp so hard that I thought I was going to poop myself right there and then. But I held it with all my strength. I put the car in drive and on my way I went. Not even a minute went by before another cramp on my stomach made me change my mind. I thought, there's no way I can make it to my house. It was about 15 minutes away from me. I need to go to a bathroom now. This was now an emergency. The only option I had at the moment was a coffee shop nearby. You know, the one most Canadians drink from and has games like Roll the Rim to win. So yeah. I went for it. I parked the car and I assure you that I was praying that nobody would be using the bathroom. I got out of the car and I walked as fast as I could, but at the same time, short little steps, if you know what I mean.
No. So,
like I'm picturing a little penguin walk.
Yeah.
So as I got to the door, I thought everything was going to get out at any moment, maybe even right there. I prayed once more, please God, don't let me poo my pants before I get to this toilet, please. I managed to get to the bathroom. And at that time, I swear I had one hand on my behind. I opened the door for the handicapped toilet, but it made it even worse because the toilet was so far away from the door. And at that moment, everything happened very fast. Less than a second, I couldn't hold it anymore. I even walked backwards to the toilet as I pulled my pants down, but it was too late. To my surprise and somewhat relief, everything was on hold in my underwear. Well, most of it. Some had started running down my right leg. As soon as I sat down, I took off my shoes and socks. The tricky part was getting off my underwear. So I did very carefully. And at the same time, I grabbed a lot of toilet paper and rolled it over my underwear, got up, got soap and water to make sure I was clean. Only one little drop of poop was on my leg. As I was thinking to call my wife to bring me new underwear and pants. But as per close inspection, all my clothes were clean. Of course, not my underwear, which I left behind the toilet because I didn't want to plug it. No, I didn't finish the delivery. I went home and I finished my night safe and sound and safe and clean. This is a true story. Am I embarrassed? No, but I bet my wife is. Yeah, maybe she is. Yeah, that is. I have a question. Why behind the toilet? Not a garbage?
I don't know.
I need to know, and I'm going to get answers, because why would you leave it on the floor behind the toilet? Is that correct? In a garbage?
There's got to be a garbage can in there. Now, I'm sure they appreciate you not flushing them, but garbage can. Garbage if there can. Isn't a garbage can, you're right. If there's not one for some strange reason, like maybe roll it up and take it with you. Don't leave it for somebody else to. The reason I say this is because one of the cleaners at work told me that one of the yards lost their bathroom privileges because they weren't taking care of the equipment. So they took the wash cars out and gave them porta potties. And they still weren't taking care of the porta potties. And they went in there one day because they had to stock the product. They had a different company that would come in to pump the porta potty and spray it out. Yeah. But the cleaners had to go in and stock like the sanitizer and the toilet paper. And she said she went in there one day and something very similar to what you just described had happened in there. But it was everywhere. And somebody's soaking wet underwear were sitting on the ground in there. Yeah. And I'm like, so it's not only you. It's not only you. It has happened before. But again, she and I were wondering, we're like, why leave him behind? Like, why just leave him? Why wouldn't you at least try to get rid of them? But don't just toss them on the ground. But imagine, this person was not polite.
Imagine the staff worker that comes into that coffee shop bathroom. No, I don't want to imagine it.
Imagine you followed him in there because you had to go too, and you're not even staff, and then you have to go and tell the staff, "Hey guys, you need to go
clean up on aisle two or number two."
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So let's get out
of Grossland. We got to get out of Grossland. We're sorry. But that was really good. Thank you for writing that in. But gross. And that I'm is sorry a great story.
Yes. I'm sorry that it happened to you, but I'm glad that you decided to share it with us. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. You got a last story, right?
I do. So this one's another online message board. And this one's going to be difficult to censor because the first one, they weren't too bad. This one, though, there's a lot of profanity, so I apologize in advance, and maybe don't let the kids listen if you've got any around you.
Okay.
All right. So, he says, I work at a gas station that's not in the best part of town. We often get customers who are drunk or high, and many of them are rude. Alcoholics get upset with me if I refuse to lend them my money to cover the cost of their beer when they don't have enough. People addicted to gambling have cussed me out for selling them scratch-off tickets that didn't win after spending the last of their money. And heaven forbid if we're out of promotionally priced tobacco products and someone has to pay regular price for a pack of smokes. I have many more pleasant customers than rude ones, but out of all of the customer service-related jobs I've ever worked, I have never had to deal with so many rude customers daily as I do being a gas station clerk. I usually take all the rude comments in stride. I don't lose my cool, and I try to resolve any matter peacefully. I'm a very friendly person, and I hate conflict. Another part of my job that can cause problems is asking for ID for the sale of alcohol and tobacco. I am required by law to ask for an ID for every purchase of alcohol, regardless of age, even if I have seen their ID before. Mm-hmm. I have customers that I card 3 or 4 times a day. I have the date of birth of many of my regulars memorized. For tobacco, I'm required to card anybody who appears to be under the age of 40. Not only would I lose my job if I failed to follow the law, but I could face criminal charges and penalties. So I make sure I do my job correctly.
Man, no kidding.
Right? Thankfully, most people have no problem with this, but some do. So a young man comes in who looks to be under the age of 20. He places a soda and a bag of Cheetos on my counter, which I ring up. And he says, I need a pack of Swishers, white grape. And I said, okay, can I see your ID, please? Customer says, no. I mean, well, I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot sell this to you without seeing your ID. So the customer swears at me. Excuse me? You heard me. You're not going to sell me that? Well, I'm sorry, but no, I'm not. No ID, no sale. Well, you're a stupid. Off he goes again. So I pulled his bag off the counter, set it on the floor beside me, and I snapped, well, I'm not selling you anything. I'm not going to be disrespected like that. You need to leave. The customer, oh, so you're not going to sell me my stuff? You, and he starts swearing at me again.
Beautiful.
I'm paying for it. Give it to me. Me, no, I'm not going to sell it to you. I have the right to refuse the sale, and that's exactly what I'm doing. You're not paying for it because I'm not selling you anything. Get out of my store before I call the police. Customer, call the police. He starts swearing at me again. They won't do nothing. So I picked up the phone and called dispatch. Once the guy realized I was actually on the phone with the police, he quickly swiped something from the counter and held it up in the air as he walked out the door. So my report changed from a disturbance and a customer harassing me to a report of theft. I walked out the door of the store to give the officer a description of the vehicle the guy got into, and as I was standing there, he drove towards me and nearly hit me. Ooh. I quickly stepped back as he drove past, so I was able to give the officer a tag number and the direction the guy turned once he pulled out. About 10 minutes later, the officer shows up and informed me that they had pulled the customer over about a mile down the road and that he had been arrested.
Nice.
He then told me that he had only stolen a candy bar and asked if we, the store, wanted to press charges. So I contacted my manager, who said that she wanted him banned from the store, but since it was only a candy bar, we weren't going to press charges for theft. The next day, my manager asked me to tell her exactly what had happened, and I did, including how I responded. Her response was that had she known the whole story and how the customer had spoken to me, she absolutely would have pressed charges. The officer came by a few days later, and he told me the guy had 2 charges of failure to appear in court and was driving on a suspended license. Now it makes sense why he wouldn't show his ID.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, he still should have. It's not like the gas guy would have known, but...
No. But because you needed a pack of Squishers, I don't even know what those are,
I don't know.
Lost your mind over it, now you're going to jail because
you said suspended license?
Yeah, 2 counts of failure to appear and a suspended license, and
so he
was driving on a suspended.
No idea. I see. Okay.
So.
Well, no Swishers for you.
No Swishers and go back to jail.
Yes. No
That's
Cheetos
hilarious.
Either.
No. They might awesome. Sell Cheetos in the commissary. I don't know. But good luck getting somebody to send you money, you loser.
That's pretty good. I like how that ended.
I liked how it ended, too. Yeah, I like that sense of, haha,
kind of
you should have just walked away.
It's kind of a feel-good way to wrap up our episode. You know, not on a gross note. You can walk away feeling happy about that.
Yeah, we had some gross stuff in there today, so sorry.
So sorry.
If you're on a diet, you're welcome, because you're not going to eat for the rest of the day.
Or
I know I'm probably not going to, because that was gross.
But please tune in again, because they're not all this gross. The next one I don't think is as gross, so don't worry.
I don't think I have a story as bad as the 2... And then yours with the, I don't think we have anything that bad for you next time.
No, not next time.
Probably. We will again, though.
That's
we
right.
We should probably put a notice on this one in the comments. Warning, this one is gross.
No problem. I'll do that.
Right?
It'll be not an issue. So if you want to send some stories that are gross or maybe not gross stories, please send them in. We appreciate
them. Absolutely. We do. Send them to iwcctpodcast@gmail.com. And again, we're on Facebook at If Water Coolers Could Talk and Instagram at iwcctpodcast. And that's where we post all the stuff that we talk about, except we will not be posting that picture of Dave and Maggie.
I literally was about to say that. Except for Dave. Sorry. Can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, absolutely. We will see you around the water cooler quite soon.
Absolutely will. All right. Stay hydrated, my friends.
Bye.